My name is Lance Smith. I'm from Toledo, Illinois. I'm pastor of Life Tabernacle Church. We are an apostolic faith-based church. I'll be honest with you, I think everybody that goes to church believes in Jesus Christ, don't you? We're all children of the living God. You know, we all serve one God. That's the way I look at it. So I was in the church for a little bit, and I was mentored by a man down in Tram City named Terry Carlock. He is my pastor. He is who I go to, my mentor. I was ordained on August 1st, 2015, by Bishop Carlos Bryant down in Edwardsville. Ever since then, I've had a hunger for God. I've always had a hunger, but it just grows and grows. And I just love to work with people. I love to talk with people. Mel and I probably waste more time at work talking than we do working. But I'll tell you what, it's a good thing to be able to talk with people about the goodness of God. Amen? And that's what I love to talk about. I love to talk about God. And I was listening to that song, "Let Me Tell You About My Jesus." How do you follow something like that? You know what I'm saying? I was thinking that, you know, but I told God, I said, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, ladies. That was awesome," you know, because, you know, to tell you about Jesus, he was born as a man, born of a virgin, yeah. He walked this earth. He taught. He healed people. Loved people. Right? Then he was persecuted by people. By the same people that was praising him as he walked into Jerusalem, they come out and they yelled, "Crucify him," and they crucified our Jesus. They put him on a cross, and he hung there, and he took all of our sins. Let me tell you about our Jesus. Our Jesus loves each and every one of us, no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've going through, what you've been through, Jesus loves you. And he died for each and every one of us. For the sinner that's out there in the gutter, for the drug addict that's out there, even for ISIS. I said that one time, a guy said, "No, there ain't no way, man." Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. So he hung on that cross and he took all that burden, all that weight. Then he died. He gave up the ghost, it says. Then they put him in a tomb. Then they thought, "Well, we'll put a rock here because they ain't going to take him and he ain't going to leave this place." He said he'd rise on the third day. He rose on the third day. Let me tell you about my Jesus. I'm going to tell you about somebody that loves you. Each and every one of us here. We don't have to dwell on the past in our lives. Jesus don't want you to dwell on your past. He told his disciples, "Go forth to all the nations, preaching, teaching the gospel." Amen? Don't dwell on the past. He ascends right there in front of them. Hallelujah. And now he sits on the right hand of God the Father. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He loves me. I'm out of bed, I'm vertical, I'm breathing, praise the Lord. And I want to thank this congregation, this church, for allowing me to come and preach this morning for you. I do appreciate it. From the bottom of my heart, I truthfully do. Because I'll tell you about my Jesus. All you got to do is ask. And again, maybe you don't. Amen? Preparing for this, I was talking and praying and talking and praying, and I was saying, you know, where am I going to go with a word for this congregation that I don't know? Because I don't do this a lot, y'all. But it's good. And I'm going and I'm going to talk to you about dwelling, about being a little shaken, about being a little moved this morning. Because there's things in our past that we dwell on. There's things in our past that pulls us down. There's things in our past that people put upon us. Jesus never seen them. He don't care about that. He's looking from today forward. Amen? But we dwell upon the past. And we do. We put things in the past before us. We put them there and we walk in it. We stay in that past. And we don't need to. Neither one of us has to stay in that past. I just told you, Christ lived, walked, taught, healed, died, rose again, ascended for each and every one of us. So we don't have to be part of our past no more. Today is a new beginning. Today. Each and every morning, like I said, what am I blessed? I got out of bed and I'm breathing. Praise the Lord. This is a new beginning for me. Just to get up and to walk. There's people right now that can't get out of bed. There's people right now that are stuck in the past, stuck in things which they don't need to be there. If you're in bed, and there's reason. We just had a fellow brother have surgery. He's in the hospital right now, recovering. And he's on his back. And I'm going to tell you right now, he loves the Lord. Can't be here, but he's got breath in his lungs. And he's blessed. He's blessed. And we're praying for this young man. But he ain't going to be stuck in that bed. He's going to come up out of that bed. And he's going to walk. He's going to do the things that he always done. In the name of Jesus Christ. To dwell. To keep thinking about something. To remain for a time. That's what dwell means. Are you dwelling on something this morning? Are we dwelling on something? I used to allow things to bother me that I'd done in the past. I used to allow things to bother me, and they'd come up because Satan would be sitting on my shoulder and he'd be telling me, you can't go there and you can't do that because you've done this and you've done that. And there was a time in my life in which I listened to what Satan was telling me, and I don't listen to Satan no more. You know why I don't listen to Satan no more? Let me tell you about my Jesus. That's why I don't listen to Satan no more. And there are one people in this room right now needs to listen to what Satan is saying to you. Y'all's going to leave here today, you're going to go out that door, and he's going to be standing there waiting on you. And you're going to face a brick wall. There's going to be something that's going to come again you. There's going to be something that's going to say, everything that man just said to you, y'all don't need to listen to because I'm telling you what the truth is. He ain't telling you near truth. I'm telling you that right now. Don't listen to what Satan is saying to you. You don't have to. Christ died on the cross for each and every one of us. We have a way to heaven through Christ Jesus now. You don't have to dwell on what the past had and put upon you. When you came to Christ, all that was washed away. All washed away. Let's go to, my reading will be Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. And once you get there, if you could stand for the reading of the word, out of the reverence to the word of God. Word says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You may be seated. God says, I will. I will. How many people believe what God's going to say? If he says, I will, he's going to do it, right? He ain't messing around. God is not messing around. And there's no reason for us to ponder upon the things of the past. There's no reason to allow the things of the past to come upon us and let it bother us at all. We should not be shaken or moved by anything that was done in the past. What I just said a few seconds ago about going to chapter 42. I couldn't read my notes. Bad thing is, I read them, reread it this morning. I was like, that's 43. But it's all forgotten now. Well, maybe not. But the thing is, God forgets. You come to Him, you repent. You can move on about things. You don't have to dwell upon what happened 20 years ago. The things of which you had done, there's things that I've done in my life I didn't want to talk about. Nobody. I ain't going to dwell on them. You don't have to. You don't have to allow Satan to move in your life and tell you to think about the things like, why did I marry that man? I shouldn't have married that man. Well, you know, you did what you did. I'm telling you, you don't have to dwell upon things. Let God take it. We have a new life through Christ Jesus. Christ is alive. Somebody say, He's alive.
He's alive.
Christ is alive today.
Amen.
He's in this sanctuary right now. I believe it. I believe the Holy Spirit's in this room. So I'm telling you, and I'm here to tell you today, what happened yesterday, and forget about my 42 and go to 43, it's cool. God is good. Amen. Amen. God is on time on everything that He says. To stay with Him, to walk with Him, to believe on Him, to trust in Him, put all my cares upon Him, that is what we need to do. I will not be shaken. Somebody say, I will not be shaken. So we're going to get to an illustration of two men that were not shaken. It's in Acts chapter 16, for sure. Verses 12 or 22 through 26.
Acts what?
16. Acts 16, 22 through 26. This is scripture we're talking about. Paul, Silas, in prison. And it says, and the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. There are things in which our lives that we go through. I was thinking about Paul and what he's gone through, all his ministry from the time he started to the end of his life, exactly what he went through. He went around talking about his Jesus. He went around talking about the goodness and the kingdom of heaven. And the thing is that you wouldn't talk about somebody that could dwell upon his past. It was him. People threw that up at him, you know, where he went. And this is the man that persecuted the church of Christ. This is the man that did all this stuff, you know, and he stood there when Stephen was stoned. But he didn't live in the past. Paul did not live in the past. He sat in this prison. He had shackles on. I don't know if anybody has ever put a piece of steel that's rather heavy around your ankles or around your wrists. And nowadays, you know, everything's got a chrome coating, or, you know, maybe they could put some padding in it or something. Back then, there wasn't no padding or coating. I mean, this was a heavy piece of iron that was put on there. And it was put on these men. And the situation of being thrown and being beaten. And here they are. They're in prison. Not knowing, honestly, what tomorrow would bring. And now, honestly, not worrying about what tomorrow was going to bring. They didn't worry about yesterday. And Paul wasn't saying, woe me, because of the things of which I've done, that's why I'm here. In the past, they sung praises to the Lord. They brought Jesus into the midst of where their problem was. They weren't shaken. They weren't moved. They was taken to a different place. That's the place that we need to be. We don't need to be worrying about things. We don't need to be pondering on things. We need to give things to Him. We need to lay Him at His feet and go forward in our lives. Paul did that, man. Could you imagine being bound in a prison back then? I'm telling you right now, there wasn't no heat and air conditioning. Wasn't no cot. You didn't get 3 square meals. Wasn't a good condition at all. But yet they brought praises unto God. How can you do that? How can you do that when you're in a situation in which you're in? It's simple. You turn everything over to Him. Like I said, what happened in the past is in the past. There's nothing today that you're... I mean, the past is dead and gone, folks. When you decided to serve the Lord, when you decided to come to Christ, when you decided to allow Him to abide in you, that's when everything in the past went away. You always got some memory of something, but it doesn't haunt you. Don't allow it to haunt you. Paul didn't. He sung hymns. Praise God. Somebody say, I won't be shaken. We should not and cannot allow Satan to drive us and put us in a hole where we don't need to be. I've been in places where I don't need to be, folks. Like I said, there's things in which I cannot say. I will not say. And I thank my Lord and my Savior. And those things are forgotten, man. I'm on my way. I bought my ticket. I did, man. I'm on the train. I'm heading to heaven. Amen. And what I could do while I'm here, I'm going to do so. Just like Paul did, man. He did what it, and people heard him. And it said, go on and read it, and it says about the jailer wanted to kill himself and this and that, and I'm really paraphrasing greatly here, but he didn't. He's able to be saved and come to the Lord. And the worst thing that you could be in, there's things that which you could do to help others, and you don't even know it sometimes. When you come to Christ and you allow Him to abide in you, like I said, things change. They change greatly, and they really do. So let's stand and let's be strong and put our shoulders back, our heads up. We are children of the living God. He ain't dead. Satan had a party just for a little bit. Why he was on Calvary. When he was up there like this, Satan was having fun. Ain't no more. Christ rose up. He's alive. And He's coming back for His church, folks. He's not coming back for a people that is worrying about what happened, or worrying about this, worrying about that. That ain't of God. Yeah, you're going to have stuff fall on you. Lay it at His feet. There's an altar here. You're at home, you're driving to work. Whatever. Give it to Him and go on about your business. Let Him take care of it. I ain't going to worry about nothing. I ain't pondering on nothing. I'm going to give it all up to God. Amen. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. Jesus said, John 14:6, Jesus said, I am, not maybe or could be. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There ain't no other way to get to heaven but through Him, to the Father. Amen? I will go through Christ Jesus. I will not ponder on the past. I will not be shaken by what comes at me. I ain't going to allow Satan to move me. I'm going to go to heaven through Christ Jesus. He said, I am the way. It's in red letters in the King James Version. Christ is speaking. I am, He said. Oh, praise God. Christ Jesus is our way. You keep reading it on in John 10:10. Satan come to steal and rob, and he has. We can't allow that. That's what I'm saying. That we don't need to ponder on the things in the past. We don't need to worry about the things in the past. We don't need to be shaken by the things in the past. Satan will talk to you about all these things. No matter what you've done, no matter what you did last week, lay it at the feet of Christ. Grab His hand and walk right through that fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what'd they do? They didn't bend a knee when they was told they had to. They knew what was coming, but they didn't worry about it. They're thrown in the fire, and the fourth man showed up. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Ain't that right, sister? Jesus showed up, and He was there. Amen? Let Jesus show up in your trials. Let Jesus walk through your trials with you. I'm going to tell you about one thing real quick. I went to a dentist, and I'm afraid of dentists. And I am. I don't want a shot. That's the way it is. I've had shots everywhere, but and I before I went in, I grabbed him. I said, "You know what, Jesus, you're going to go through this with me." And I held on, and I was like this, and I was sitting there, and I know the dentists are probably thinking, "Man, this guy's going to hit me." But I was sitting there, and I was just thanking Lord, thank you, Lord. And I mean, He stuck the needle in there and pulled that tooth, and like, and I went, and it's hard to sign my check. I was like, because I couldn't let go. I ain't lying. And I got outside, and I finally let go, and I said, "Thank you, Jesus." I've had a lot of things happen. You know, you might think it's a little foolish, maybe, but it isn't. Because I went through something I don't like to go through. And He was there. And He made that. I mean, it was a good, and I even told the dentist, "Thank you." I did. I didn't hit him. So, what I'm saying, man, just like Paul and Silas, man, they was in prison. They was in shackles. I mean, things were bad, looking bad. They sung praises and they grabbed a hold of God and they did not let go. When you come into the house of God and there is love in this house, I'm telling you, you come in here and you can feel the Lord and you just hold on to this and you don't allow Satan to take it from when you walk out that door. You take it with you and you live it. You live every day with the thought of Christ Jesus in your heart and with you. Amen? But Satan will. He'll come to try to steal, rob, and destroy everything that you have in your life. He don't want you to love nobody. Just like Paul said, got to have charity in your life. And we got to. We got to have love for one another. Like I said, things in the past can draw you into a place where you don't want to be, where you can't have that love and show that love for other people. And I'm telling you right now, Jesus is pure love. When He was on that cross, what did He show? He showed love. So don't allow Satan to steal anything from you. John 1:14. You love the Lord today?
Amen.
Somebody say, I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Ain't nothing like confessing your love for the Lord. John 1:14, or 1:4, I'm sorry. Yeah, Lord, help me. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Oh, praise God. John 1:4. In him. Allow Christ to live inside of you. Don't allow Satan to take and take and take from you. Jesus is the light of the world. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word is Jesus. Satan don't want you in here. Christ does. Satan wants to pull you down. Christ is going to lift you up. I was thinking about Peter being on the boat, and this is a very good illustration of what the world does to you. Because when you walk out that door, you've heard some word today from me, and this is what's been given. But you're going to walk out that door, and Satan, like I said, he's going to be there. If he's not there, he'll be at home. If he's not there, he might be in the car on the way home. Who knows? But Peter gets out of the boat, right? And he's walking on water to Christ Jesus, which is walking on the water. And he's walking on the water, going to Jesus. It's going to be the same as us leaving here today. We're going to be walking on that water, and we're going to be heading towards wherever we're going. We're going to be going home, going to eat, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden, he hears the sounds of the world around him and takes his focus off Christ. And he begins to sink. And cries out, and Jesus reaches out and lifts him up. Praise the Lord. But what does this world do to you, folks? There's a focus that we got to keep. We have to keep our focus upon Christ. We can't allow the things of this world to bring us down or to pull us away. We don't need to ponder on that stuff. We don't need to ponder on the stuff in the past. Do not be shaken. Do not be moved. Continue with Christ Jesus. There will be trial and tribulation. There ain't nothing in the Word says that you are going to have a smooth ride. Not till you get up there. That's going to be cool. Be able to sing with Elvis. Hell, y'all say, hey, ain't a lie, man. I'm looking forward to that day. But I also know that I'm going to step out that door today, and I also know that I'm going to face something. He's going to throw something. You know what? That's fine and dandy. He ain't got no power, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. And he ain't stepping on my glory. And my glory is through Christ Jesus. Amen? God is good. Yeah, I like that. He is good all the time. He's awesome. Psalm 16:8. Psalmist says, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Other translations say, I shall not be shaken. How many in here believe that you will not be shaken when you got Christ Jesus? I will not be moved. I will not be shaken. I don't care what this world throws at me. I have no worries about that at all. Because I'm going to walk, and I am walking with Christ Jesus today. do not dwell on your past, because Christ don't. Look for the future with Christ Jesus. Keep your eyes on the high calling. It's up there, folks. It's not out there. God is good. I like that. Right now, I open this floor right now to anybody who wants to come up here, and I will pray with you right now. Because I'm telling you right now, Satan has no control on you, on me, on anything that I do or you do. And the best thing to do is to fight him in prayer. Because he can't stand against one name, and that's Jesus. And one of the worst things we could do is just keep things bottled up inside of us. Because when we do that, that steals our love. That steals our joy. That steals our happiness. It will taint your walk with the Lord. And it will, folks. All I say is that our God is a loving God. He's a forgiving God. And he is a trustworthy God. He is faithful. Let's go in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, thou art the King and King and Lord of Lords. Thou art the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all your creation, Lord. And we just come to you and we thank you again for another glorious, beautiful day in which you've given us. Thank you for these people that are here, God. I ask for blessings to be bestowed upon each and every one of us. I ask, Lord, that there are petitions and prayers and concerns that were not spoken today. And I ask, Lord, that you move upon them and move upon them mightily. But also give comfort and strength to each and every one of us, Lord, as we go forth into this world of woe and we just do our thing, Lord. But help us to do the things which we need to do in you and be with you, Lord. Each and every day. I pray for our nation, our Heavenly Father, that you move upon this nation of ours and our leaders. I pray for Israel, God, for the troubles over there, for peace, and for the people in Ukraine. We pray for them also, God, for peace there. I pray for this church, God, and these people here in this church that they're looking for a pastor, whomever it may be, who their choice may be, God, to be right. Through you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, amen.